The Daily Gospel for Sunday, the 6th of January, 2013. The Feast of the Church, the Epiphany of the Lord. The Saint of the Day, Saint André Bessette. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Saint Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Commentary of the Day. From St. John Chrysostom, priest at Antioch, then bishop of Constantinople, a doctor of the church. From his sermons on St. Matthew's Gospel, number 7, 5. Let us arise following the Magi. Let us leave the world with its worries, and as for us, let us run joyfully to the place where the child dwells. If kings or peoples try to block our way, why should we care? Let us not diminish in our fervor. Let us cast aside all the evils that threaten us. If they had not seen the child, the wise men would not have escaped from the danger they ran on Herod's part. Before they had the happiness of beholding him, they were besieged by fears, surrounded by perils, immersed in difficulties. But after they had worshipped him, peace and security inhabited their hearts. Therefore, let us, too, leave behind a city in disarray, a bloodthirsty tyrant, all this world's wealth, and let us come to Bethlehem, the spiritual house of bread. If you are a shepherd, only come and you will see the child in the stable. If you are a king, your fine clothing and all the brilliance of your rank will bring no advantage if you do not come. If you are a man of learning as the Magi were, not all your knowledge will save you unless you come to pay him your respects. If you are a foreigner, even a barbarian, you will be admitted entrance to the court of this king. It suffices to come with fear and joy, those two sentiments that inhabit the truly Christian heart. Before worshiping this child, free yourself from all encumbrances. If you are rich, place your gold at his feet, that is to say, give it to the poor. These foreigners came from so far away to behold this newborn infant. How could you refuse to take a few steps to visit a sick person or a prisoner? The Magi offered their treasures to Jesus. And don't you have so much as a piece of bread to give him? Their hearts were filled with joy when they saw the star. Do you see Christ in the poor, lacking everything, and pass aside? Are you not moved?